Hey, Mike Valenti here, host of Cash the Ticket alongside my partner, Jim Costa. It's really simple. Are you tired of podcasts claiming they're a bunch of pro bettors when they live in their mommy's basement? Are you tired of podcasts that claim they hit 80% of the games when really they just lose like most of us? Then Cash the Ticket's the spot for you. We're real. We're transparent. We're having a hell of a good time with it. And we sit there and we're there for the sweat with you guys. We're just trying to figure it out just like you. Follow and listen to Cash the Ticket on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
It's better over here. After investing billions to light up our network, T-Mobile is America's largest 5G network. Plus, right now, you can switch, keep your phone, and we'll pay it off up to $800. See how you can save on every plan versus Verizon and AT&T at T-Mobile.com/keep and switch.
Up to 4 lines via virtual prepaid card. Allow 15 days. Qualifying unlocked device, credit, service, ported 90 plus days with device and eligible carrier and timely redemption required. Card has no cash access and expires in 6 months.
97.1 FM Talk Podcast.
Hey, wait a minute. Is it Monday? I'm getting the blue screen of death on my computer.
Oh, no.
So I wonder if maybe it's Monday. I don't know. I'm not sure what's going on over here.
Hello, I just hear
everybody.
You hitting the button over and over again? Because I do that too. Thinking
doesn't that
help? Like maybe on the 100th time that I slam the key, somehow it will miraculously work.
Do you want me to try to kill it over
if
here?
Let's give it a minute. Maybe if I put my finger through the keyboard, it'll understand what I'm looking for.
I think so.
Don't you think that's likely? Wait a minute. I'm getting the spinning wheel here, the Microsoft spinning wheel. We'll move on, and hopefully this thing will recover for me eventually. Anyway, it is 10-4, good buddy. How about that, Carl Middleman? I'm sure we'll be hearing from our friends at Eastbound and Down here at some point, right?
What's the significance of this day?
So,
CB Radio.
Do you want to tell her?
Should we tell her?
You have to tell me now.
Back in the day, there were things called CB radios,
and
they would carry them in trucks, and a lot of individuals like my dad and uncle had one in the car.
My dad had one. We used to talk to the truckers on road trips.
They wanted to be cool, right?
Yeah, we'd tell them jokes.
But you had to understand
they
the lingo.
They loved that when children got on the CB radio.
Well, I had a good one about a strawberry. Anyway, continue.
One of them was 10-4, good buddy.
It's police code. It means you're done talking.
Yes, yeah. I do know what 10-4.
10-4 over
got
now.
It, got it.
All right.
What's today, Kim?
Today's
okay, well, now I'm putting it together.
10-4. So I knew that was coming. It's like the first day of the month when Carl says rabbit. You know to expect that.
And then March 4th is its own sentence.
Well, you know what girls do is for October 3rd. I did not do this. You know what it was, Carl?
I didn't.
You might know.
It was,
Let's see if Mark knows. Mark, do you know the significance of October 3rd? And I did not remember this, but I saw friends posting about it.
I do not.
Okay, so there's one throwaway line in the movie Mean Girls where the guy she's interested asks her what day it is, and she turns around, Lindsay Lohan turns around and says, it's October 3rd.
So every October 3rd, people post that.
So yesterday at the hockey game, I get like 15 minutes to play whatever I want. I played songs with Mean and songs with girls in the title.
I did see a meme with Lindsay Lohan yesterday, but I didn't understand
October
the
3rd.
Significance of it.
Well, we have learned so much in the first 9 minutes of this show.
I'm just
Mark.
Telling you.
Wow.
You have. My computer's working, by the way, for those of you sweating that for me. We are live on Rumble this morning. We're live on X. And we appreciate all of you who join us on those channels. And, of course, you can always go to 971talk.com. You can listen on your radio. You can download the podcast. If you do that, we appreciate that as well. And speaking of 10-4, good buddy, there is a convoy. We've got ourselves a convoy leaving St. Louis today around noon, headed down to Tennessee and parts east of the eastern part of Tennessee to deliver some relief, some water, some other stuff. I guess it's been donated. Of course, they're trying to collect goods to take down there. We're going to get all the details on that for you coming up this morning from one of the pastors who is in charge of that, I believe, and he's helping to lead that convoy. We're going to talk to him this morning in the 7 o'clock hour. Lots of stories of heroism coming out of North Carolina and northern Georgia and Tennessee this morning, particularly with people who have been volunteered to go in with their own helicopters and try to rescue people.
And then he was threatened to be arrested.
Unbelievable. Like these people who are in charge of this disaster. They've got it. They've got the maybe the biggest humanitarian threat we've seen in America in decades developing there, where people are completely cut off. FEMA doesn't have the resources to get to them, wants to offer them a paltry $750, and you've got volunteers willing to go in and help. And these people are so power-crazed, they don't want the outside help. It's amazing to me, and it's a shame, but we're gonna hear from at least one of the people who's going to drive some outside help into Tennessee a little later, and good for them. We got J.J. Carafano this morning, which is good because of what's going on in Israel. I'm anxious to get his take on that. And Tanya Powers is going to join us in the next hour. Eight states are ready to vote on amendments that would ban non-citizen voters. And that's probably long overdue in a lot of these cases. And it's important for a reason, right? Because it keeps crazies... the St. Louis Board of Aldermen from doing things like trying to allow illegals to vote in local elections, because they've done that in other parts of the country. And it's on the ballot in Missouri as well. And it's called Amendment 7. It's about the only thing on the ballot this year, amendment wise, that I'm in support of. So we're going to talk to Tanya J. Powers about that in the 6 o'clock hour. But first, I want to get to some of this morning's top stories.
The Mark Cox Shortlist.
Good evening, President Trump.
Good evening.
My name's Misty. I was not for you in the beginning, but my son told me I sounded ignorant and I needed to educate myself on you.
And she did. Now, I don't know how well that conversation goes if you lead with that in most situations. But in that case, she woke up. She's an auto worker, and she told President Trump yesterday, I've seen the light, and I'm voting for you.
When we heard that Biden was just going to be, you know, flying around, it kind of just made us feel like, you know, just almost like it's like almost a sense of abandonment.
That was a North Carolina resident who could see the president's helicopter flying overhead, but apparently missed out on the $750 bitcoins that were dropping from the bottom of it. I don't know. They're a little disappointed with the reaction from the Biden-Harris administration.
Iran is supporting Kamala Harris. They want her to win. That's out there. That's not classified information. They have assassination teams in the United States trying to kill President Trump.
Yep. Senator Eric Schmidt speaking out yesterday on what he's seeing going on in the Middle East and how it ties back into this election cycle.
Harris is out on the campaign trail today with Liz Cheney. Your thoughts on that?
Well, Liz Cheney lost for Congress. She was terrible. Liz Cheney is a stupid war hawk.
When I first heard that, I thought he said Liz Cheney is a stupid wart hog. I swear I thought that's what he said.
Ethan and I thought the same thing.
And that's funny.
I'm watching it at home. I was actually sitting at home last night, and they go to Bill Malusian, who is the reporter who did the interview. And he's like, yeah, we got an exclusive chance to talk to President Trump backstage before he went on the stage. And this is what he said. And they cut to him, and he's like, what do you think about Liz Cheney? He goes, she is a stupid war hawk. If you listen to it, he goes, war hawk. But it sounds like warthog.
All I'm picturing is a Weemaweep from The Lion King right now.
And my first thought was, oh, Lord, that's going to be the headline tomorrow. Calling Liz Cheney a warthog. She might have a lot of warts, but he called her a war hawk, in case you misheard it the same way I did. In other words, she wants to get in wars just like her dad all over the world, and we don't support that.
Well, he's not wrong about that, probably. But what I will say, and this might be an unpopular opinion, and that's fine.
Uh-oh.
This is the kind of rhetoric, though, that annoys people, that, like, the stupid war hawk. Like, adding the word stupid is just kind of unnecessary. And, again, it's not the end of the world. Like, I get it. You got to vote policy. But this is the kind of stuff that bothers some people enough to not vote for him.
Kim.
He probably doesn't care. That's why he's not going to change his ways. But does he realize that just refraining from saying certain things might help him win over a few voters? The suburban women, for whatever reason, like, that matters to some voters.
Listen, at this point with Trump, I'm just happy he didn't say warthog, okay?
The bar is low with what he could say.
Hang my hat on that. I think, and I've said this before, it's an observation I made a long time ago, probably about 2016 or so, that with Trump, he's changed the paradigm on what you expect from politicians, because he is a politician now. He ran as an outsider at first, but he's been at it a long time. There's a real aspect to him where he kind of says what's on his mind. And I think for a lot of people, that's kind of refreshing.
I agree.
Because so many politicians are scripted and they're only going to say this and they're only going to say that. And they lick their finger and stick it up to see which way the wind's blowing. And that's what they say. We see that out of Cammy all the time.
Well, her accents.
Yeah. Well, but with Trump, what you see is what you get. And you just have to realize that you get that along with $2 gas and 1.8% inflation.
Which is so why people need to put that...
What would you rather have?
Well, I agree. People need to put that stuff aside. Right. However, sometimes I wish he wouldn't say those things. But to your point, I do agree that there is something about what he says and the way he says it that is not polished and buttoned up like a lot of these politicians that is refreshing and is why he has support. So it's complicated. I'll end it with that. It's complicated.
It's like that. Your relationship status
That's
is complicated
right.
with Donald Trump.
We used to put that on AIM status, remember?
Yeah.
Away message or whatever it was called.
I know. Thank you. It's complicated. That's what it is. Oh, boy. All right. Lots to get to today. We got Kim on a whim coming up here at the bottom of the hour. What are we talking about today, Kim?
You know, a lot of people are in favor of abortion, and if so many people think it's completely fine and safe, all of these things they say, then why don't we teach it in schools? I mean, let's teach the detail of how an abortion actually goes down.
Hmm.
What do you think about that?
I would think that it might not be as popular if you did that.
Hmm. I would argue that would be the same, but we're going to talk about that.
We're going to talk about that at the bottom of the hour here at about 5:35. I'll leave you with this thought, and then we'll get to our national anthem. How about you? What do you think, Carl? You ready?
Do it. Bork you.
That was Trump.
Bork you.
Okay. Sure.
This is definitely... It's better
over here. After investing billions to light up our network, T-Mobile is America's largest 5G network. Plus, right now, you can switch, keep your phone, and we'll pay it off up to $800. See how you can save on every plan versus Verizon and AT&T at tmobile.com/keep and switch.
Up to 4 lines via virtual prepaid card. Allowed 15 days. Qualifying unlocked device credit service ported 90 plus days with device and eligible carrier and timely redemption required. Card has no cash access and expires in 6 months.
Hey, Mike Valenti here, host of Cash the Ticket alongside my partner, Jim Costa. It's really simple. Are you tired of podcasts claiming they're a bunch of pro bettors when they live in their mommy's basement? Are you tired of podcasts that claim they hit 80% of the games when really they just lose like most of us? Then Cash the Ticket's the spot for you. We're real, we're transparent, we're having a hell of a good time with it. And we sit there and we're there for the sweat with you guys. We're just trying to figure it out just like you. Follow and listen to Cash the Ticket on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
Friday.
When you're using a, you know, drag queen to recruit for the Navy, that's not the people we want. What we need is alpha males and alpha females who are going to rip out their own guts, eat them, and ask for seconds. Those are young men and women that are going to win wars.
Please, audience, please.
So, in Virginia, there is a senator you might recognize named Tim Kaine. He was Hillary's vice presidential candidate. He's running for re-election. And he's running against a Republican named Captain Hung Cao, C-A-O. I hope I'm pronouncing his name right. I don't know. He is a Vietnamese, right? And he's a second generation immigrant to this country. And he, for lack of a better term, he's a ball buster. That's what he is. He's in the military. They ask him a question about what's going on in the military, and the man speaks the truth. They ask him again if he supports mass deportation since he himself is an immigrant. Listen, this guy needs to be elected. I hope he upsets Tim Kaine. Listen to cut number 9.
Here's my thing to anybody who wants to come here. Don't ask for the American dream if you're not willing to debate American laws and embrace the American culture, because I did. And so that's the number one criteria coming into this country. If you come here illegally, then you need to leave, especially if you're a violent crime person. We just found out last week there are 13,000 convicted murderers and 16,000 convicted rapists that came across under their watch. That's unacceptable. We need to protect Americans every single day.
Thank you. He pointed at Tim Kaine when he said that, under their watch.
Yeah.
This was powerful, and it's being played all over the country, his reaction to some of these questions. It's kind of raw. It's kind of emotional. But you think to yourself, wow, I mean, here's an immigrant. Here's a member of the military, somebody serving his country, telling you the truth about these things. It was not what Tim Kaine and the rest wanted to hear. I kind of teased this yesterday a little bit. But I get in an Uber the other night with a lady who is an immigrant to this country from Liberia. And in the course of our ride to our destination, she impressed the living hell out of me with her work ethic and her belief in the American dream. And quite frankly, her anger at these illegals who are flooding over the border. And I'm working to get her scheduled onto the show for next week. I'm going to get her in the studio and let her tell her American success story. She arrived in this country 16 years ago. And it's an amazing story that you've got to hear. And I'm hoping to get her in here the early part of next week. We're going to try to get that scheduled on Saturday when I talk to her again. So you're going to enjoy that. I'll give you plenty of warning when that's coming up. All right, coming up in just a minute, we're going to get to Kim on a Whim. Stay tuned.
Kim on a Whim.
Kim on a Whim is proudly brought to you by Missouri Brush Control. Enjoy your land the way you've always dreamed of. Learn more at MissouriBrushControl.com.
Think about this question here just for a second. Since abortion is basically reproductive health care, right?
Yeah.
We should maybe consider teaching about it and what that procedure looks like in the classroom, right? I mean, we teach about all kinds of inappropriate things, and if so many people are in favor of this and feel like it can be done in a safe manner, what is the harm in... I don't think we just describe it. I think we show videos to children. Listen to what part of this video might sound like.
The suction machine is then turned on with a force 10 to 20 times more powerful than your household vacuum cleaner. The baby is rapidly torn apart by the force of the suction and squeezed through this tubing down into the suction machine, followed by the placenta. Though the uterus is mostly emptied at this point, one of the risks of a suction D&C is incomplete abortion. Essentially, pieces of the baby or placenta left behind.
That's fine, right? That's not too graphic for young... I'd say maybe elementary school kids could watch that,
it's
right?
Science.
It is science.
Yeah, don't you think? I don't think anybody would be opposed to that. I mean, why not let them know the truth? Because they would be as horrified as everybody who just listened to that.
You know,
right?
why don't we not only show them the video, but let's show them what a baby looks like in the development stages, because that might be stunning, too. You know, for example, if you go to the Pampers website, you know, the diaper company that I believe is for abortion, a diaper company for abortion. Let that sink into your brain for a second. But they talk about and they show a picture of what a baby at 11 weeks looks like. Okay, you're getting close to your second trimester. And I want to read you a couple of things straight from the Pampers website. It says, your baby's facial features are slowly maturing, with the ears now moving toward their final position on the sides of the head and the eyes set wide apart with eyelids fused shut. Genitals are forming too, although it's too early for your healthcare provider to tell if you're having a boy or a girl. It goes on. Tiny buds that will eventually become teeth are developing. I mean, when you read that, if you were to see these videos and hear the graphic nature of that video that I just showed you, how many people who are all gung-ho on abortion is reproductive health care and it's your right to do that, how many people might have a change of heart? Not just kids, adults. Maybe some of you listening right now. I mean, let's educate people on how gruesome this is.
It's heartbreaking, is what it is. And they're never going to do that because at the heart of it, abortion is about selfishness. It's about you made a mistake, and here's an easy way to erase that mistake. And you don't want to think about what that erasure really means. And once you know what that really means, you're going to think twice about it. That's why they don't want volunteers on the street outside abortion clinics talking to women before they go in, because Planned Parenthood is never going to explain to them what you just did, and they're certainly never going to let them listen to audio like that doctor describing a DNC.
By the way, that doctor says he himself has performed abortions, and he's just describing what they do.
Sure.
And it's funny because you think about how Planned Parenthood wants these women to think that they have the choice. Well, yes, technically, I guess they do, but they make it really difficult for them to even hear the other options that they have. The only option they want them to hear is it's in your best interest. Somehow they probably frame it as it's in the baby's best interest to be aborted, to be murdered, because they would say, well, you know, these genetic tests that you can get, my husband and I opted to not get one because we knew that ultimately it wouldn't make a difference.
Number one,
it would not matter. We want that baby. It's a life. We're going to protect it and love that baby. And number two, to be honest with you, and even doctors will admit this, and they're lying to you if they won't, those are wrong a good percentage of the time. I don't know what percentage they're wrong. Obviously, they're right sometimes, okay? But I know people who have been told their baby, for example, would have Down syndrome, and guess what? They didn't. And vice versa, that they wouldn't have it, and they did. So it's a gamble, and people are choosing life or death for their baby, their unborn baby, because of a guess that they could or may, might, I don't know, all those words they want to say, could have some sort of a defect. Or mental, you know, and it's so sad to me. And first of all, I want to speak to the people who say, well, I know people who were told that their lives were, the mom's life was at risk because of this baby. Okay. I wholeheartedly support doing whatever it takes I shouldn't say doing whatever it takes, but protecting the mom in the sense that you treat whatever it is, okay? But you, at the same time, you're trying to save the baby. If the baby does not make it through that, that is different to me than if you go in and intentionally kill the baby. But I do wholeheartedly support with treating the mother, giving her the necessary care without intentionally going in there first and killing the baby. Does that make sense? Because there's a lot of people who are pro-abortion, who argue, well, you don't care about the mother. That's bogus. I do. I absolutely care about the life of the mother. You have to protect that life, too. It's not like I'm saying mom...
There are two lives.
There are two lives.
That's what they don't ever want to talk about.
That's why if a mom is murdered, like let's say she's hit and killed because someone's drunk driving, okay? Even if the baby was 3 weeks old, like they find out she's pregnant, that's automatically two counts. They don't say to the victim's family, did you want that baby? Would you like there to be two counts, or do you just want the person who was driving drunk to be charged with killing your wife or killing your whoever the case, you know?
Well,
that's not how it works.
It gets back to the selfish argument. It's not a life. They don't want you to consider it a life if it's going to be inconvenient for you. And that's kind of what it comes down to. I wish it was part of the curriculum in every school. I wonder if it is part of the curriculum in some either parochial or religious schools. If not, it should be. I mean, even if your opposition to abortion is only from a religious point of view, this would be handy.
Yeah.
For them to tell people what this procedure is.
Yeah.
It's important for the kids to know that. Their parents might have been brainwashed. They may believe this garbage they hear about Roe v. Wade and how this was some kind of constitutional right that was stripped away from them, which we all know is not the case. It was a poor legal decision to begin with. But they need to, the kids need to hear this.
Mm-hmm. Well, and you know what? Why don't we, let's not stop at just abortion. Everyone's all on board with this whole gender reassignment surgery, you know, where they castrate the men and they take off the women's breasts. Let's show a procedure. Come on. Why do you care? If it's totally safe and natural and embraced, they should be showing, just like they show a birth, right? I remember that in healthcare. That was a big day when it was like, oh my gosh, we're going to watch a woman give birth. Let's show a gender reassignment surgery. Let's show a little boy who's like 11 years old getting his private part chopped off, castrated, and he tries to do whatever this procedure is to make him a woman. I'm not even going to say it. I don't even know how to pronounce it. Okay. Let's show all the procedures and describe them in detail. Come on. What's the problem? I'm being tongue-in-cheek here because it's ridiculous. Because, again, if you heard how these are done, a lot of you who support them, if there are a lot of you listening right now, probably wouldn't.
Yeah.
I do. Oh, go ahead.
No, I couldn't agree with you more on that.
I was going to say one more thing, and that is, I will admit I have not had a chance to watch this yet, but it was so cool that my church out in Maryland Heights, they had a screening of this movie called The 1916 Project, not to be confused with the other one. And this is specifically about abortion. And it talks about the ways they've been deceptive and how it's changed and all of the everything.
Yes.
And I wasn't able to go to that screening this week, but that's something that I want to watch. Again, that's called The 1916 Project, if you are interested in checking it out. It's a documentary.
Yeah. Well, it's eye-opening. I hope people will find that and go in and look at it. And Let's lobby to put this in curriculum everywhere. By the way, speaking of school, a little later in the show, do you have a teenager who moans about how early they have to get up and go to school? There is a movement afoot to change the hours to accommodate the teenager's sleep schedule. I think it's chicken crap myself, but there are experts out there who believe that, and we're going to talk to one of them about this study coming up here in the 8 o'clock hour, about 8:20 this morning, to see if there's any legitimacy to it. And that's all still ahead here on the Mark Cox Morning Show. All right, happy 10:40 to you, good buddy. Glad you played that, Carl. One of my favorite songs as a child.
You need a Coors right now, Mark?
Yeah, no kidding. I didn't drink Coors as a child. I'm not saying that, but love Smokey and the Bandit. That was one of my favorite movies of all time. That's great. By the way, I don't know where Bo Matthews is this morning. I don't know if he's soaking in his hot tub or thought tub or whatever he calls it. We were made aware of this convoy that's going to go down to Tennessee today by one Bo Matthews, who at least initially was considering going with him. I think his plans changed, but we are going to talk to the folks that are hauling some water and some other great things down to the folks in Tennessee today in the 7 o'clock hour. They've got the trucks all loaded up. They're supposed to pull out today after around noon, I think, and we're going to find out how you can help them out if that's something you're interested in doing. Lots of great ways to help. Obviously, Samaritan's Purse is a great organization that's helping out. We mentioned yesterday the Red Cross, of course, is providing some food and shelter down there if you want to help them. And here's another, some local folks who are doing their best. I'm mystified when I hear these stories about American citizens being somehow threatened with arrest if they're trying to help. While we're told that FEMA is incapable of getting the job done. Now, the maddening part about that is why, you may ask, is FEMA suddenly incapable of getting the job done? We've had hurricanes before. What's the difference this time around? The difference this time around is Kamala Harris and Joe Biden being in charge for 3.5 years in this country. That's the biggest difference, folks. And you've got to understand that. Eric Trump pointed it out yesterday. He's not the only one, but I wanted you to hear his thoughts on this. He was, I think, on with Sean Hannity last night. This after Kamala Harris flew down there, did a little news conference with her little podium, and announced, "Don't you worry, we're going to give you $750. And by the way, You can apply for it starting today, and in 8 to 10 days, it will be electronically deposited in your account. Imagine being told while you're standing there hungry, no clothes, all your possessions gone, the government's going to give you a paltry $750 in 10 days.
Well, they ironically, a lot of them don't even have cell service, right? So how are they even, it's not like they have their computer set up, I'm sure. So how are they going to go and even sign up for that?
I don't know, but it's maddening. Here's Eric Trump. Listen.
Far, we have spent $200 billion sending money over to Ukraine and Russia to see young, innocent 21-year-old kids in dirty trenches pop around corners and shoot each other in the face with AK-47s. You watch these videos on YouTube. The lives are expunged in a matter of seconds. $200 billion America has sent over there. Yet we can't take care of our own in Georgia and North Carolina and Virginia and Florida. $750. We send billions to places like Pakistan. And they won't tell us that bin Laden is literally living next to their equivalent of West Point. Yet we offer devastated families, the very people you're showing on the screen right now, we offer devastated families $750.
You know what's infuriating about something like that, which is he makes a great point, and I agree, would be that you're probably never going to see a clip like that on CNN, ABC, NBC. So the people who need to hear that the most likely won't.
Well, the problem is that the Democrats used FEMA to support illegal migration in this country for relocation, for all of this stuff. FEMA money out of the FEMA budget was wasted on non-United States citizens in non-emergency situations. So suddenly we have the biggest emergency we've had in many decades in the United States proper, stretching across numerous states. And FEMA claims they're suddenly out of money because they spent so much of their budget at the request of the Harris-Biden administration on illegal aliens. And just ignore the fact that, I don't know, what, 10, 15,000 of them were hardened criminals when they came across the border, and we knew it. And we let them in anyway, and FEMA probably gave them gift cards and housing. Eric Trump said last night, 150 hotels in the greater New York area are filled right now with illegal immigrant families. Maybe not all of them are illegal in the eyes of the Harris-Biden administration, because they granted them citizenship with a wave of the wand on an app. But they came here illegally, and American citizens are getting a paltry $750. It is a national embarrassment. We're going to be back in just a minute. Stay tuned.
Get more at 971talk.com. It's better over here.
AT&T customers, switching to T-Mobile has never been easier. We'll pay off your existing phone and give you a new one free, all on America's largest 5G network. Visit T-Mobile.com/carrierfreedom to switch today.
Pay off up to $650 via virtual prepaid MasterCard in 15 days. Free phone up to $830 via 24 monthly bill credits plus tax. Qualifying port-in trade-in service on Go5G Next and credit required. Contact us before canceling entire account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance and required finance agreement is due.
Hey, Mike Valeni here, host of Cash the Ticket alongside my partner, Jim Costa. It's really simple. Are you tired of podcasts claiming they're a bunch of pro bettors when they live in their mommy's basement? Are you tired of podcasts that claim they hit 80% of the games when really they just lose like most of us? Then Cash the Ticket's the spot for you. We're real. We're transparent. We're having a hell of a good time with it. And we sit there and we're there for the sweat with you guys. We're just trying to figure it out just like you. Follow and listen to Cash the Ticket on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.